You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, Satan's religion. Are you a part of it? Do you participate in it? Has Satan deceived you and fooled you into accepting part of it without you even knowing what it is? Unfortunately, he's been at this a long time and he's been pretty successful. He goes after children. Our children are not immune from demons, and we must protect them. If we believe in the Bible, those demons exist because the Bible tells us to do. And that is one of the ways that Satan gains access into our homes is through our children. What do you mean through our children? What are you talking about through our children? If he can get our children involved in occultic things and demonic things, and then little Johnny or little Susie brings it home, and we let them bring it into the house, he has won. My own family faced this challenge a few decades ago. My oldest daughter was in middle school and she had a friend. The friend was supposed to be a Christian. Well, one evening I went into her bedroom and her and her friend were in her bedroom and they were playing and there was a Ouija board there. And I stopped and I saw it and I said, "What the heck is this?" And they tried covering it up and hiding it. And well, we were just playing. "Oh, it's not playing," I told them. "That's playing with Satan. Get that thing out of my house." Now, my daughter was devastated. Here I did. I embarrassed her in front of her friend. I grabbed that Ouija board, walked out of her bedroom through the living room, and threw it out my door. Threw it out the door into the front yard and said, "That thing will never come into our house. Don't ever bring anything in there like that again." Now, she wasn't happy with me that day. Then I sat down and I tried to explain to them how evil it was and how deceptive Satan was. And they told me they had been asking questions and been getting answers. And I says, "Yeah, don't you understand that Satan answering you?" Now, she wasn't happy, like I said, but you cannot allow these things. Now, that was an open, overt one. There are all kinds of tools that Satan uses. I remember 15 years ago, there was a girl that came to one of the church functions. Her grandma had been a longtime member, and she brought these Pokemon cards. I went ballistic again, and I went and talked to her grandma, and I said, "Those things are satanic. They can't be a part of anything that where we're staying as a group. Get rid of those things. Make her get rid of them." Now, the granddaughter was not happy about that at all. But there are Wiccan witches that go to the schools, public school systems, and put on demonstration. Satan uses Hollywood and the television, most people call it TV, I call it television, to get us accustomed to the occult. X-Files, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Ghost, Blair Witch Project, Care Bears, The Little Mermaid, Witch Mountain, Escape to Witch Mountain. Witchcraft is an accepted religion. They even have priests in the military. And the list goes on and on, folks.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.